Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a serious crash has closed the northbound side of 540 in the Cary area. I'll talk about which exit you'll want to avoid using.
And tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. We'll see heavy rain in the morning with the potential for a line of thunderstorms during the evening. I'll show you who could be most affected.
And Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Raleigh back open this morning after a pedestrian crash. What police say the man was doing before being hit by that car.
And you'll be paying more for gas on your spring break road trip if you're taking one this year. Just ahead, how to save some money at the pump before your next road trip.
Welcome in on your Friday morning, March 8th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. We'll enjoy the calm and pretty weather on Friday. Yeah. And then tomorrow is when things will turn very interesting. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a lot of rain headed our way.
Several sort of areas that we're seeing thunderstorms. One of those, Dallas stretching through Texas with a strong line of thunderstorms. That's likely to produce some severe weather later on this morning. And then another cluster here moving into Alabama or Mississippi into Alabama. We're going to stay dry today, but that rain will arrive here close to midnight. Our southern counties are in that level two risk for severe storms. The question is, how far north will we see those severe thunderstorms? And certainly it's possible that we would see some of these in our southern counties, but it's also possible that it would all stay down into South Carolina. So we're watching that very closely. Everybody's going to see the heavy rain that starts by, say, early tomorrow morning. Right now, we're still seeing a lot of cloud cover, but watch how Futurecast really clears us out at lunchtime, at least as far west as the Triangle area. And then we'll see the clouds thickening up, and by midnight, rain is beginning to move in. It becomes steady to heavy between 6 and 8 a.m., and then that rain's really going to be coming down. You see the yellow and orange shaded areas. It's likely to be heavy up until around 1 o'clock. We'll pause it there at 5, and you can see at that point, it's fairly scattered. So if you do need to be out and about, you'll have some pockets here and there where it's a bit drier during the afternoon. And then around 6 o'clock or so, we see a line of storms that develops just east of the Triangle, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, and then it moves on out again. The timing of that's going to be around 6 to 8 o'clock or so. And then we're done with it, and skies begin to clear out for Sunday. Speaking of clearing out, look at Warrenton looking beautiful up near the Virginia line with some sunshine peeking through. 54 is our temperature in the Triangle, and we're looking at mainly at low to mid-50s across the bulk of the viewing area right now. Hour by hour, we climb into the mid-60s this afternoon, again with a few breaks in the clouds. Coming up, we're going to talk about how much rain we'll see on Saturday and what is our chance of seeing any flooding. Brian?
Elizabeth, breaking news this morning between Cary and Morrisville. We have a crash that has blocked all lanes of northbound 540 just beyond the Green Level West Road interchange. Taking a look at that live camera, you can see that vehicle over here on the side of the road and a lot of personnel, first responders out there working that scene. We have two ambulances. A second ambulance just arrived a couple of minutes ago there at the scene. So this is obviously a serious crash with injuries. All of that traffic on the northbound side of NC 540, this is the toll road, is getting by there in the median. So several lanes of traffic getting squeezed into just that one lane there on the shoulder, creating some pretty big delays this morning. Looking at the backups, if you pick up 540 northbound from 64 or from Green Level West Road, you're going to hit those delays. Consider taking 55 out to Morrisville Parkway and then use Morrisville Parkway to cut back to 540 and rejoin it there. Right now, sensors are looking good on 55 heading out of Apex on up toward Morrisville. I'll watch that, let you know how things are looking with our next update. And if you're getting ready to head out right now, listen to us live on the radio at 99.3 FM in Wake County as our live newscast continues there, and you'll hear my traffic reports every 10 minutes or so. Just in on the southeast side of Durham in RTP, look out for a crash on Miami Boulevard near Lumley Road. Not seeing huge delays right now, but apparently that southbound side is a little slow. Also in Rollsville, we have a crash getting cleared from Lewisburg Road at Young Street.
Thanks, Brian. Breaking news this morning in Raleigh. A man has serious injuries after he was hit by a truck. It happened around 2 this morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Quarry Street. Our breaking news tracker was on the scene as police investigated. Police say the man was not in the crosswalk when the pickup truck hit him. He was taken to the hospital. The driver did remain on scene. It's unclear if that person will face any charges.
President Joe Biden is preparing for a rematch with former President Donald Trump in November, and at times
His State of the Union address resembled a campaign rally last night. He delivered a passionate speech last night at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live this morning. He covered major issues facing the country, including improving the economy and preserving democracy. With House Speaker Mike Johnson sitting behind him, Biden pressed House Republicans to pass aid for Ukraine as well as funding for Israel. He announced plans for a new port in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid to reach the war-torn region. He also called for a bipartisan national security bill to protect the southern border and vowed to protect reproductive rights.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Protesters gathered outside the Capitol building over Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, and he's facing heckling inside the chamber as well, concluding from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Senator Katie Britt of Alabama gave the Republican response. She criticized Biden's age and policies, saying a change in the White House is needed.
What we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive. One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
Old wife and mom. Britt argued President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time, but undid all of former President Trump's policies.
Governor Roy Cooper praised Biden's address, saying, quote, President Joe Biden's record is clear, fighting for regular working folks and making our country stronger. He showed Americans tonight that he means business.
You may be one of the 30% of North Carolinians planning to travel for spring break, according to a new report by AAA just released this morning at 3. This year's trip, though, may cost you more than before. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Cary this morning. And Kelsey, as a lot of people go on spring break, they'll be taking road trips.
Renee, they sure will. And AAA released new data earlier this morning, and it says that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is $3.22 a gallon. So just last month, we were paying less than $3 a gallon. But here you can just check out the prices. It's $3.28 here at this Exxon in Raleigh at the intersection of Gorman and Hillsborough Street. And that's just a few cents above the state average this morning. If you're headed on a spring break road trip, it's smart to figure out where you'll stop for gas ahead of time.
Even though you're going to be paying more than you did this time last year, depending on how you plan your route, you will be able to save some pennies. So there's a ton of apps out there. AAA has one. You can get online and look and say, okay, I'm probably going to need to stop for gas here. Here's where I'll get the cheapest price per tank.
To find the cheapest gas prices here locally, just head to our website, WREL.com, and search Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Rocky Mount firefighters say a huge recycling plant fire is still not completely out. This is an aerial view of the fire from Sky 5. It started around 11 Wednesday night at the Rocky Mount Recyclers plant. Firefighters aren't sure what started it. No one was hurt. Firefighters say the fumes are not toxic.
Once more, we have two big jackpots up for grabs. The Mega Millions jackpot now stands at $687 million. The next drawing is tonight at 11, and the Powerball jackpot has climbed to $521 million. That drawing tonight is tomorrow night at 11. As always, you can watch both drawings on WREL.
ESPN's College Game Day will be back in Durham tomorrow for the Battle of the Blues Part 2. The Game Day team will be at Cameron Indoor Stadium tomorrow for the game between Duke and UNC. Duke is looking for revenge after losing to Carolina at the Dean Smith Center last month. WRL will have team coverage of this rivalry. We'll have crews inside Cameron for the game, in Durham, and in Chapel Hill. Watch our 6 o'clock news for all of the pregame action outside of Cameron Indoor and on Franklin Street. Be sure to tune in to WRL News Plus as soon as the game ends for your Battle of the Blues postgame coverage. We'll have live reports from our crews in Durham and Chapel Hill. You can find WRL News Plus on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or the WRL app. Still ahead, artificial intelligence is taking the guesswork out of dating.
Creates an AI version of you that will then go on dates with other people's AIs.
The two new dating apps that are using AI to help you find the love of your life.
And thousands of young children are taking more trips to the ER after taking too much of a sleeping supplement. The warning from pediatricians to keep melatonin gummies away from kids.
And a big system headed our way for tomorrow. It is a WRAL weather alert day. Lots of thunder and lightning across the deep south. I'll show you when it arrives here.
Welcome back. It is 8:13 and we see that sunshine on North Hills in Raleigh, but a lot of clouds in the sky as well. Be partly cloudy skies for much of the day, but then the rain will start to move in late tonight and into Saturday morning. And Elizabeth, Saturday morning is just going to be wet and messy.
It's going to be a soaker on Saturday morning. So keep that in mind as you're making your Saturday plans. It is a WRAL weather alert day. Definitely the heaviest rain in the morning. We're looking at some totals, 1 to 2 inches, and the bulk of that will happen at about 4 hours in the morning. Then during the afternoon, it becomes more scattered, and then we'll see the potential for a line of storms developing in our southeastern county. That would give us the best chance of any severe storms. And again, most of that's going to be south and east of the triangle. Down here is our level 2 risk for severe storms. Kind of waiting sometimes at around 8:30. We see an update, and it's possible that they would shift this level 2 a little bit farther to the south. So we'll see either at 8:30 or sometimes they'll update it at around 12:30 or so. So we'll let you know if that changes. Looking at just a small chance of some wind damage or an isolated tornado in our southern counties. Here's a look at the big picture of a line of thunderstorms here in Texas, and then storms here in Mississippi moving into Alabama. Starting to see a little bit of rain in the mountains of North Carolina, but we don't see it here until overnight tonight. We should, by lunchtime, see a bit more sunshine. We'll have a period of partly cloudy skies, and then we cloud up with some rain arriving by midnight. It gets heavy between 6 and 8 o'clock. You can see these yellow and orange shaded areas. That's going to be where the rain is really coming down. That lasts through lunchtime, and then in the afternoon, by 3 o'clock, it begins to break up a little bit, and we're not likely to see any sunshine, but the rain will start to taper off. And then around 6 o'clock or so, we start to see some storms developing and sliding eastward, mainly out of here by around 8 or 9 o'clock. And that's probably going to be bring us our best chance of any severe storms. How much rainfall are we talking about? Anywhere from half an inch to an inch in the north to 1.5 to 2 inches down south in some places. And that, because it's going to come down so hard and so fast, we could see some flooding. It's a medium risk for flooding for most of the viewing area, and the greatest risk for flooding would be in the morning. Places that tend to flood easily, if you have a street that floods, or you know, a creek or a ditch beside your house that starts to collect water pretty quickly, that's what we'll likely see on Saturday. A little bit of blue trying to peek through there in Goldsboro, but mainly cloudy in Apex and in Chapel Hill right now. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and that's, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. It is a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. We set our clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed on Saturday. We go back to daylight time. And that means the sunset is a little later, about an hour later on Sunday. So it gives us a little bit more daylight in the evening. 60 degrees on Sunday. We're actually going to see some cooler mornings too. Monday and Tuesday morning, our lows will be back into the 30s. So we have to drag the coats out again. But some lovely afternoons with temperatures in the mid 70s by Wednesday and Thursday, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now, and we're still following this crash on the western side of Wake County on NC-540, the toll road there. All lanes blocked right now, just north of Green Level West Road there on the northbound side of NC-540. You can see all of that traffic squeezing around it in the median there. And we have a couple of ambulances that were on the scene earlier. Still have some first responders trying to get this crash cleared. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen those lanes. So even though traffic is getting around that scene, we're still suggesting an alternate route to avoid those backups there. If you pick up NC-540 northbound from 64 or from Green Level West Road, you're going to be stuck in those delays, although they're not that bad right there at the interchange itself. You might consider taking 55 up to Morrisville Parkway and then cutting back toward 540 and picking it up from there on the other side of those backups. If you're heading out right now, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Wake County, and I'll let you know when things reopen. In Durham, we're getting reports of a crash on 70, not too far from the Miami Boulevard intersection there. Similar location to where we saw that crash yesterday there on the eastbound side, picking up a little bit of a backup in both directions between Miami Boulevard and 885 on US 70 in both directions. Still have that crash also up in Rollsville at Lewisburg Road at Young Street, although it looks like that is largely cleared at this point. Still, you could see some police activity there at the scene.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we just confirmed that GKN Automotive plans to close its Roxborough plant in Person County with the help of Google Earth. We're showing you a location of where that plant is. The company says the plan is to consolidate its North American machining and assembly operations in Alamance County in a phased-in approach sometime this year. GKN rep says this could approximately affect about 475 employees at that Roxborough location. Now, these employees, we're told, will have an opportunity to transfer to the Alamance County side. The company, of course, will be working with the employees, the affected employees who are affected by all this, to help them out as they make the decisions as to whether or not they want to join the company in Alamance County. We'll keep monitoring this story for any new information and keep you updated here in the WRL Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. A scary moment on a California runway as a wheel falls from a departing plane and crashes into cars below. Look at this video. You can see the wheel falling off the Boeing 777 plane moments after the United Airlines plane took off from San Francisco, bound for Japan on Thursday. The wheel hit a car in the employee parking lot. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The plane was diverted to Los Angeles, where the 235 passengers and 14 crew members were transferred to another plane.
Today marks 10 years since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished while flying from Malaysia to China. Earlier this week, we learned the search for the plane will resume. It will be focused on an area in the southern Indian Ocean where the plane is believed to have crashed in 2014. 239 people were on board when the plane left Kuala Lumpur, bound for Beijing. All of the passengers are presumed dead. A new report finds thousands of children are landing in emergency rooms after taking too much melatonin supplements. The report from the CDC shows nearly 11,000 children ages 5 and younger went to the ER for taking too much melatonin without adult supervision. This would be from 2009 to 2020. Experts say it's because a lot of the supplements come in gummy form, which could make children believe it's candy. Pediatricians are reminding parents to treat those supplements like they are prescription drugs.
Artificial dating apps could help you find the person of your dreams.
As Valerie Castro explains, there are new AI-driven dating apps streamlining the process of weeding through all those profiles to help you find the people you actually want to date.
Artificial intelligence now taking some of the guesswork out of dating, using how you speak and how you look to zero in on that perfect match.
I focus on true attraction, the magical spark you feel when meeting someone special.
Iris Dating uses the science of physical attraction, that take your breath away moment when you spot a potential mate.
So that's instinctive reaction, which you can say it's in our DNA. When attraction is present, almost nothing else matters.
The AI algorithm uses stock photos to find out which features you find attractive.
In phase one, I'll show you random photos. Rate them as like or pass.
Then it predicts which real person you might match with after learning your preferences. The app's creator says it currently has around 3 million active users. For Blake and Maria, these profile photos sealed the deal.
I swiped and it said instant match,
which means that I had already liked him.
It took one day. That's all it took, one day. And I found the person that I cannot live without.
That was 3 years ago. Now they're married and parents to baby Connor.
Once you set your preferences, it's pretty accurate and it gives you a few good options. So why not try it?
We're about finding a real person who happens to be, a person of your dreams.
Another app, Volar, with about 2,000 active users, applies the language of love to find your most compatible partner. But that first virtual date is not between you and another person. It's between your AI versions.
In that process of onboarding, it creates an AI version of you that will then go on dates with other people's AIs.
Founder Ben Chang hoping Volar cuts out that awkward getting to know you phase.
It just tries to talk like you. So how you text, are you serious or are you more casual? Do you use abbreviations? Do you use emojis? After that, it's all on you. You need to talk to another human.
A recent survey by Cosmo and Bumble of 5,000 singles ages 18 to 42 found 72% agree that while AI can be helpful in dating apps, there is no replacement for human connection.
What were traditional dating apps missing that you thought AI needs to have a role in this to make this easier?
I think that dating apps, the last revolution was on photos, which is great. But what it's missing is real connection and chemistry between people.
The matchmaker may be artificial, but the outcome for some, real life, genuine relationships.
That was Valerie Castro reporting. Still ahead, spring break travel is getting underway. Why you can expect to pay more at the pump if you're hitting the road. Plus, President Biden laid out his plans for the future. The response from a Republican senator who's criticizing his border policies.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking some major backups in Cary. Brian, where are we talking?
NC 540, the toll road there at the Green Level West Road interchange. You can see that crash blocking all lanes right now. All of that traffic coming in from Apex getting squeezed into the median. Now, if you can pick up 540 from Green Level West Road, you can see you can just scoot across those lanes and get in line. But if you pick it up from 64, you're going to get stuck in some pretty significant delays heading up toward Green Level West Road. Better alternate route for you this morning is going to be Highway 55 up to either Green Level West Road or Morrisville Parkway. From there, you can head back to 540 and rejoin it on the other side of that closure.
And of course, we're tracking the big system that's going to bring a lot of heavy rain to us by tomorrow morning. You can see lines of thunderstorms across parts of Texas and over Mississippi heading into Alabama. That will all arrive here later tonight and into tomorrow. A small chance for thunderstorms. It'll be stronger down in our southern counties. That's where we could see an isolated tornado or a slightly better chance of some wind damage. But that heavy rain affects everyone for the first half of the day. We could see 1 to 2 inches and some minor flooding that will happen. It eases up a little bit in the afternoon, and then one more line of thunderstorms in the southeast by the evening.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news, one man is in the hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a pickup truck. It happened along MLK Boulevard near Quarry Street around 2 o'clock this morning. Police say the man was not in the crosswalk when he was hit. It is unclear if the driver will face any charges. Coming up next on Fox 50, the new tactic candy companies are using to get you to chew more gum. And coming up next on Today, Nora Jones performs live in studio.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm following breaking news right now in western Wake County. A serious crash that's closed the northbound side of NC 540. I'll tell you which exits you want to use this morning.
And tomorrow's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Heavy rain for everyone in the morning, but I'm following the potential for a line of storms that could bring some severe weather in the afternoon. I'll show you who's most likely to see that.
And President Biden laid out his hopes for the country's future in last night's State of the Union, the criticism he's facing and the response from top Republicans.
And the women's ACC tourney continues today. The two triangle teams who are going head to head in the quarterfinals. A lot to tell you about as we continue your coverage here in this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. All going to be clear today, but tomorrow is what we're talking about. It's a weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking what we can expect for tomorrow, Elizabeth.
So first of all, we're going to see a lot of rain to start the day, as much as 1 to 2 inches. Could see some flooding that happens up through around lunchtime. And then a little break in the precipitation. And then during the evening, we're going to see another round of storms that will come through that could bring us some wind damage or an isolated tornado. Isolated tornadoes are more likely in our southern counties. You can see a lot of thunderstorms, two clusters, one in Tennessee and another over here in Mississippi. And this one we're looking at with the potential for a few severe storms, a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings. All of that is farther to our south. The big question is that all going to move into the southern part of North Carolina or will it stay south of us? And the Storm Prediction Center continues to say, yeah, we need to watch out for that in our southern counties. This is where we could see some severe thunderstorms or a few isolated tornadoes. That level one risk, of course, means that the chance is there, but it is a fairly slim chance. We have a lot of cloud cover across the area right now. We'll see those clouds thinning out a bit between now and lunchtime with partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. And then during the evening, the clouds roll in in, and we'll see rain by midnight. That rain becomes heavy around 8 o'clock or so. You can see these yellow and orange color contours. That's with us all the way up until the early part of the afternoon. And then the rain starts to taper off a little bit, so if you need to be outside, say between 3 and 5 o'clock is not a bad time. And then we'll start to watch this line of thunderstorms developing around 5 to 6 o'clock and then sliding out between, say, 7 and 8 o'clock. And then that'll be the end of it. We'll see some sunshine on Sunday, but it will be windy with some gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. We'll take a live look at Warrenton, and we're filling in with the clouds. There have been a few holes in the clouds, a little bit of sunshine, but seeing more cloud cover now. 54 degrees. Our temperature as you're heading out the door, mostly we're in the low to mid 50s right now. Temperatures in the mid 60s for highs this afternoon with a little peak of sunshine. We're going to talk more about who will see the heaviest rain for tomorrow coming up in just a bit. Brian.
It is 8:33, and we are following this breaking news in Cary with a crash blocking the lanes of northbound NC 540 right there at the Green Level West Road interchange. Sky 5 is on the way. We'll get live pictures from the air here in just a little while. You can see all of that traffic is getting by on the left shoulder or the median there, but that's creating some pretty big backups leaving Apex this morning. Now, if you can pick it up from Green Level West Road, you notice these vehicles here just scooting across those empty lanes and getting in line to get around that crash site. But if you're coming in from Apex around the 64 interchange there, you're going to hit those delays before you get to Green Level West Road. Consider taking 55 either to Green Level West or to Morrisville Parkway to rejoin 540 northbound on the other side of those backups. I've seen two ambulances out there. We're working to learn more about the extent of the injuries with that crash. As we head over to Durham, some good news. It looks like that earlier crash on 70 near Miami Boulevard is cleared. Our major routes in Durham are looking okay, and they're making some good progress getting that crash in Rollsville cleared from Lewisburg Road right around Young Street, not seeing big delays through there. Watch for a little bit of a backup showing up right now on 440 westbound approaching Wade Avenue, and it looks like we have some sort of an incident on 401 right around 1010 Road there on the north side of Fuquay. We'll have an update on that coming up in a few minutes.
All right, thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news in Raleigh, a man is seriously hurt after being hit by a pickup truck. Our breaking news tracker was on the scene after 2 o'clock this morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Quarry Street. Police say the man was not in the crosswalk when he was hit. He was transported to the hospital for treatment. The driver also did remain on scene. It is unclear if he'll face any charges.
President Joe Biden's 67-minute State of the Union address is drawing polarizing reaction. At times, the speech felt like a campaign rally as President Biden prepares for a rematch with former President Donald Trump in November. Now, in the high-stakes speech, Biden defended his record and touted what he hopes to accomplish in a second term. He addressed the criticism his administration has faced over immigration, saying he will not demonize immigrants. Turmoil overseas took center stage as many Americans worry Biden is not doing enough to send humanitarian aid to Gaza. During the speech, the president made a major announcement.
I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters.
Biden also pushed for caps on drug costs. He also promised that with a Democratic Congress, he would reinstate Roe v. Wade.
And Senator Katie Britt of Alabama gave the Republican response. She criticized Biden's age and policies and zeroed in on how he's handling immigration at the southern border.
He halted construction of the border wall, and he announced a plan to give amnesty to millions. We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis. He invited it.
And Britt said the country Americans know and love appears to be slipping away and getting more dangerous every day. In a post to his Truth Social platform, former President Donald Trump said Biden's speech was full of tremendous misrepresentation and lies. He said November 5th will be the most important day in our nation's history.
The Durham school system is shifting. Actually, families across North Carolina are finalizing their plans for spring break as the travel season kicks off this weekend. WRO's Kelsey Coffey shares, according to AAA, 30% of North Carolinians will be traveling for spring break.
AAA released new data earlier today. It shows the average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $3.22 a gallon. Just a month ago, we were paying less than $3 a gallon. But here's a look at gas prices today here at the intersection of Gorman and Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Gas is $3.28 at that Exxon there. And then just across the street, it's still the same price at the BP. If you're headed out on a spring break road trip, it's smart to figure out where you'll stop for gas ahead of time.
Even though you're going to be paying more than you did this time last year, depending on how you plan your route, you will be able to save some pennies. So there's a ton of apps out there. AAA has one. You can get online and look and say, okay, I'm probably going to need to stop for gas here. Here's where I'll get the cheapest price per tank.
To find the cheapest gas prices here locally, head to our website, WRL.com, and search Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we're following some breaking news just in the last 5 minutes. The February jobs report dropped, and there you see the headlines on CNBC. The U.S. job market added 275,000 jobs in February. The caveat here, though, is that the unemployment rate rose by 3.9%. Interestingly enough, the analysts were predicting that the jobs would be like around 198,000. So this is a better jobs report than expected. Let's see how analysts will be predicting this will affect the markets. Right now, Dow futures have been flat in anticipation of this jobs report. Of course, we will have the opening numbers in the 9 o'clock hour here on Fox 50.
Ken, thanks. The Durham school system is shifting the conversation to what's next for classified staff. The board discussed its budget priorities for next school year during a meeting yesterday. Listed in those priorities, increasing pay for classified staff to bring it up to market rate. They didn't mention what that might cost. Durham's interim superintendent said it will depend on the 2024-25 salary schedules. The board will meet with county commissioners next week to discuss what money it needs from the county. The interim superintendent will bring her proposed budget to the board on April 11th.
A decision and a hearing for a death row inmate appealing his conviction in our state is expected as early as today. 37-year-old Hassan Bacot's defense team is arguing racial bias was a factor in his conviction and sentencing in 2009. The hearing will resume this morning at 9:30. And today is the NHL trade deadline, meaning players could be moving in and out of the Carolina Hurricanes locker room. Just a few hours ago, the team made its first move. Just before midnight, the Canes acquired forward Jake Guentzel from the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Canes sent forward Michael Bunting to the Penguins in the trade. We'll have to see if the Canes make any more moves before the deadline. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
The ACC Women's Basketball Tournament continues today in Greensboro. Among the matchups, a big game between triangle rivals. Duke advancing to the quarterfinals with a 70-58 win over Georgia Tech on Thursday. The Blue Devils will play the two-seed NC State today in a game that will tip off at 5 this evening.
UNC's hopes to win the ACC tournament are over. They could not hang on to a 14-point lead, losing to Miami 60-59. The Tar Heels will hope to make the NCAA tournament with an at-large bid. Well, candy companies are looking for new ways to increase gum sales.
There's a rise in consumers chewing gum for well-being reasons.
Just ahead, the new marketing technique candy companies are using to get you to chew your cares away. Plus, 2023 was a blockbuster year for many actors. Coming up, which actors top Forbes' list of the highest paid?
Welcome back on your Friday morning as we take a live look over Roxborough. Cloudy skies, dry though today. It will not be dry tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking a level 1 and 2 alert, a weather alert day for tomorrow.
We're looking at heavy rain the first half of the day, and then it tapers off a little bit in the afternoon. And you may think it's over, but it looks like we may have a line of storms during the evening that could bring us some severe weather. So heavy rain will be the biggest threat in the morning. We could have some flooding, especially in places that tend to flood fairly easily. That severe threat will be during the evening. So from the morning through the evening, it's really going to encompass most of the day on Saturday and pretty much the entire viewing area. The level 1 risk is in our northern and central counties, and then a level 2 risk risk down south. That includes Cumberland County, Sampson County, Hope County, and just the southern part of Moore County. And this is where we would have the best chance of seeing some wind damage or isolated tornadoes down south. We'll walk through Futurecast, and Futurecast continues to show the potential for some sunshine around lunchtime, but we have a lot of cloud cover that has filled in out there now. By the time we get to midnight, we're looking at rain across the region, but it doesn't get really heavy until around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when we see those yellow color contours. That's going to be with us all the way through lunchtime. I'll pause it there at 3 o'clock and notice it starts to taper off at that point. And then we'll see a potential line of thunderstorms that starts to develop back to our southwest starting at around 5. So 6, 7, there's 6 o'clock. And you can see from Fayetteville to Goldsboro, Smithfield, Rocky Mount. And then it keeps moving eastward pretty quickly. There's 7 and then 8 o'clock. So sometime between 5 and 9 would encompass that line of thunderstorms coming through. In our eastern counties, that would be where we would have the most likely chance for severe storms. So that severe threat, again, 5 to 9. It may not get cranked up until around 6 and maybe out by around 8, but just to kind of cover the bases. That's where we would see isolated tornadoes or some straight line wind damage. So at that point, you need to be inside. But in the morning, it's not going to be pleasant to be out. Battle of the Blues, Duke and Carolina. And, of course, it's college game day, too, for ESPN. So a lot of folks like to line up for that starting as early as 7 a.m. It is going to be pouring at 7 a.m. in Durham. So keep that in mind. We do see a break in the precipitation there, and it may not redevelop in Durham. So around game time, there may be an isolated shower or two, but it won't be as heavy as what you'll see in the morning. Here's a look at Durham right now. Live look, lots of cloud cover right now. Temperatures are mild, though, in the mid-50s. Looking at 54 in Clinton, 53 South Hill, 52 in Southern Pines. Around town, we should climb into the mid-60s in Raleigh and Durham and 69 in Fayetteville. It will be cooler on Sunday. Behind Saturday's system, we'll see high of 60 degrees and windy too. It'll be sunny, but we'll see winds gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. Also Saturday night, we spring forward and go back to daylight time, and it will feel like spring for much of next week with highs in the 70s Wednesday and Thursday, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 8:46. All lanes now open on NC 540 northbound right around the Green Level West Road interchange because of that earlier crash. You can still see we have State Trooper on the scene and those two vehicles involved in that crash. They're on the right shoulder. At some point, probably get a couple of tow trucks out there with the State Trooper there and then with the flashing lights from the tow trucks. A reminder, with North Carolina's move over law, you do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. You can still see a little bit of a delay as you head right through that interchange, but it's easing up very quickly at this point. If you can pick up 540 northbound from Green Level West Road or Morrisville Parkway, traffic is flowing pretty well through that area. You could also use 55 as an alternate route. Getting another report of that crash out on 70 near Miami Boulevard in Durham, but I'm still not seeing any delays in either direction of US 70. And this morning, just an indication of how fairly easy the traffic volume is, we're not seeing any big delays in either direction of 885 between 147 and I-40. Also, it looks like that crash in Rollsville at Lewisburg Road at Young Street has cleared now. Traffic seems to be flowing pretty well through that intersection.
All right. Thank you, Brian. PNC Arena's $300 million renovation project is moving forward. The Centennial Authority, which owns PNC, signed off on using the design firm Gensler and its local partner, LS3P. The next step is to negotiate a contract. The renovation project is scheduled to begin in the summer of 2025 and be finished sometime in 2027 or 28. Well, the Miami Seaquarium has received an eviction notice. The move comes just months after a beloved orca named Lolita died while at the facility. A recent USDA inspection also reported that animals were not receiving proper care, citing a dolphin found with a nail in their throat, another one with a broken bolt in its mouth, manatees in small enclosures, and a continued lack of adequate staffing. The company has until April 21st to pack up and leave the waterfront property. There is no word on what will happen to the marine animals who call that seaquarium home.
WREL celebrated our local arts community last night. It sounded great. WREL's Big Night for the Arts featured several artists, including that live performance from North Carolina's Trey Wellington. There were other memorable performances from Pierce Freelon and Tift Merritt. We thank all of you for watching and donating. Your contributions help us raise money to create healthy, vibrant communities through the arts. If you'd like to see any of the performances again, go to WREL.com.
this weekend is filled with fun, including a free event featuring snakes at a downtown Raleigh museum. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details and out and about's best bets. Hey, Kathy, good morning. Let's start with that free event in downtown Raleigh. Everyone loves free.
Yes, it's a free event, great for families. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences is going to host its Reptile and Amphibian Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both floors in the museum filled with live reptiles, snakes, turtles, frogs, toads, and you can learn more about them, even touch them. They're even going to have some stuff about crocodiles because crocodiles are the featured animal this year. A lot of really good stuff, and admission's free. So a whole day with your family out in downtown Raleigh.
Yeah, and the museum is so cool. There's something for everybody there. This weekend, also your last chance to see the circus in Raleigh.
Yeah, Universe Soul Circus is going to hold its final shows on Sunday at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. It's a very interactive circus, high-flying comedy, just lots of fun. It's a great family pick as well. Tickets are on sale for that.
I love that. And what about some performances this weekend?
We have a lot of stuff coming up. Okay, Saturday, comedian Gabriel Iglesias is going to bring his Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour to PNC Arena. Such a funny guy. Okay, and also Saturday, the all-female Irish music group Celtic Woman will be at Durham Performing Arts Center. And tickets are available for both of these shows.
Very fun. All right, Kathy, thank you. And for more information on these events and to see even more events coming up this weekend, you can go to WREL.com and search Out and About.
Speaking of music, not this weekend, but next month will be Raleigh's biggest music festival. We're talking about Dreamville. J. Cole always headlines, but we now know the other big acts coming to Dick's Park. SZA and Chris Brown will perform on Saturday. Nicki Minaj and J. Cole will perform on Sunday. Dreamville is April 6th and 7th. Tickets are on sale now at dreamvillefest.com. This is the fourth year Dreamville Festival will be at Dick's Park in Raleigh. Roughly 100,000 people from all over the world came out last year. You can see the crowds here in the Sky 5 video. The event generated $6.7 million for the local economy.
Candy companies are using a new tactic to increase chewing gum sales. Gum makers want you to consider chewing gum as a way to relieve stress and boost your concentration. Companies like Wrigley's are trying to find new pitches to improve sales after gum sales dropped by about a third in 2020. And while they have been increasing since, it's happening slowly. Mars Incorporated completed a market research with a company who says that while chewing gum doesn't solve all of your problems, it does help boost your mood.
Gum isn't going to fix problems. Gum isn't going to give you a significant vitamin boost or, you know, that sort of thing. But the action of chewing gum is a stress reliever. The flavors can be mood lifters.
As long as they last more than 3 minutes, right? One market researcher says younger people are more likely to chew gum for the flavor, while older consumers are looking for the health benefits.
There is a new FDA alert for lead in ground cinnamon products. Ever since high levels of lead were found in children's apple cinnamon fruit pouches, the FDA has been searching for lead in other products. They found several types of ground cinnamon with elevated lead levels. The items were sold at Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and other supermarkets. Five on Your Side has posted a list of the affected products on WREL.com.
Forbes is naming its top paid actors of 2023, and the top spot goes to comedian Adam Sandler, who brought in $73 million. That's $14 million more than Margot Robbie, who ranks second on the list. Much of her earnings came from the hit blockbuster movie Barbie, which made $1.5 million at the box office. Her co-star Ryan Gosling tied for fourth with Matt Damon, who both made $43 million. Not so bad. We'll be right back.